And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
I am doing great. So what are folks saying this week?
Well, we got some comments about a story we did on a reported drop of media coverage on the war in Iraq. Charles Dern in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, wrote us this. I am amazed how the various reasons given for the reduced coverage skipped the obvious. One of your guests said that coverage switched off the same week General Petraeus said the surge was working. The obvious reason is the press is not interested in success in Iraq, especially if it made Bush look good.
Carolyn Liddell Bennett in Rochester, New York, praised us for a guest on that same segment. I don't care for much of what NPR puts on anymore, but I want you to know that I appreciate your having Laura Flanders on this evening. She is one of the intelligent voices, of which there are so few, on radio in broadcast news, commentary, and analysis.
We got a couple of comments on the month-long series on jazz that we're doing. Last week, we talked about how radio stations were dropping jazz from the programming lineups. Melinda Kennedy, who listens on WMUB-FM, noted this. It's not the music that keeps me from listening, but the radio personalities that host the shows.
And Don Nichols in Wildwood, Missouri, chimed in. Jazz has not suffered. Most of the greats are gone, but other than that, it is the same as it's been for decades. It is a black genre and has never made it out of that community. Should it have more exposure on the radio? Maybe, but if no one is listening, who will pay? Welcome to what makes the world go round. It's called capitalism.
And speaking of music, Kenneth Lyles in Houston, Texas, wrote in about a story we covered on our News and Views blog about a singer in Denver who sang Lift Every Voice and Sing instead of the Star Spangled Banner. I disagree with labeling Lift Every Voice and Sing as the Negro National Anthem. I was taught that it was the Negro anthem. Am I wrong in thinking that there is a slight difference in the two?
Kenneth, generally the song is called the Negro National Anthem or the Black National Anthem. Finally, we turn to Lanice Bennerman in Durham, North Carolina, who wrote in about the segment called Ready to Get Married but Can't Find a Mate. She said it hit close to home. I'm one of those early 30s, never married, no kids, African-American females. I make decent money, but I am by no means well off. I have had brothers tell me they can't do anything for me after finding out where I reside and what I drive. Besides economics, appearance and what's pleasing to the eye has a lot to do with marriage statistics in our community. I've been told that I was cute for a dark girl, but they prefer red bones. They like longer hair, thinner thighs, and all sorts of superficial nonsense. I think a lot of brothers have taken on the European standards of beauty.
And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing, and please keep yours coming.
To write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, it's called the birthplace of jazz. But how did Hurricane Katrina affect New Orleans' artistic community? We continue our month-long series on jazz with a look at jazz in the Big Easy.